Welcome to the 9th running of the Indianapolis 500. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast. Well, they work behind the scenes. They're the Indianapolis Motor Speedway certification crew. Their job? To make sure that the products these race teams represent are the same products used in the race cars and in the garage. We had a few minutes to talk to the head man of the certification crew, Mr. Hugh Baker, about the wide range of functions his team performs during the month of May.
You've been in charge how many years now, Hugh?
This is my 11th year.
11 years of certification. And interestingly enough, we see a lot of decals on race cars, and they represent sponsors. And those sponsors gets translated into what?
Money.
Money.
Big money.
So the certification crew, talk a little bit about what you do here at the Speedway.
Well, it's exactly what it says. Certification means that we certify to the company or the sponsor that puts up money that their product or their decal was appropriately displayed on the car, and then we report back to the treasury people at IMS so that they know who to pay.
Now, are there specific places on the car where a particular product sponsor should be?
Yes, and that changes year to year. Usually the engine manufacturer, which is all Honda this year. Sometimes the chassis manufacturer will have a decal. The others are a little less certain about where they put them, but they must be in a visible place. They can't put them underneath the car, so to speak.
There's all sorts of different sponsors and decals. Are there some that require a higher level of certification than others, for example?
Well, there are certain products that we actually check, like spark plugs, spring coils. Actually, physically, we check those so that we can see that. There are some that pay that simply are putting up prize money, like for winning the pit stop contest. That is simply running a decal, and if you run the decal, then obviously you're entitled to the prize money.
You have an individual who is usually at that tech location, and since they're and visually looks when the spark plug is removed and says, yes, indeed, that's the spark plug we're looking for.
That's correct, and we've had Bosch has been a primary supplier, but there are some NGK spark plugs, so Bosch has always asked us to physically look at the plugs and make sure that they are Bosch plugs.
Now, sometimes that puts you in a precarious position because you have to go back and say, you're running this decal, but this is the plug we saw in the car. That's a little dicey, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it depends a little bit on how much money the owner or the sponsor are exchanging directly. Sometimes there's more money there than the prize money, and so they say, you know, yes, we understand what we're doing. In that case, we'll have them sign a legal affidavit so that they have said to the league, yes, we know what we're doing. We are not going to come back on you for any prize money.
There are some particularly big days for this department. Obviously, pole day qualification is one, and you have crew members right there on pit lane. Talk about what that's like.
We just do kind of a preliminary certification, looking at the cars, making sure we know kind of how they're set up and what they look like. We'll also pull oil samples and get a baseline of oil so we can check that against the race day oil, because usually the winning car is paid a pretty handsome fee by the oil sponsor.
And you look at that by its chemical compound, or how can you tell the difference in oil?
We have a machine called an infrared scan machine. Gives us a picture, a color picture that breaks down the various chemical elements of the oil, just like a fingerprint. And we can run a baseline, and if it's, for instance, manufacturer A is running a 10W40 racing oil, then when we test that on race day, it's got to be manufacturer A, 10W40, and those two graphs have to match.
Now, on race day, you often post one of your personnel right there in the garage early on.
That's correct, yeah. Just in case a car drops out, we want to make sure that if they are entitled to any money, that we've taken care of that.
Now, one of the things that happens is on race day, are you still involved in looking at the driver's uniforms as you have been years past?
Actually, we've smoothed that up. We're doing most of that either on the day before or the day of carb day. The IRL now has gotten a little more strict, has required that the person who can sign off on all that is in the garage. They make an appointment. We actually come in at an appointed time. We've had some issues in the past with decals missing on driver's uniforms. One year in particular, a driver had hurt his back, had five different uniforms. We certified the uniform, but then he wore a different uniform, and so one of the primary sponsor decals was not on that uniform in victory lane. So we pretty much eliminated that. A lot of that, too, has been taken care of because they don't use patches anymore. It's mostly directly embroidered, and so, you know, it's just real easy to get that done.
In years past, I know you had staff out there with various patches in their pockets and a hot glue gun or two-sided tape. Now, is that still part of the technology we use?
No, we don't. We're beyond that. We're beyond that, Dr. Sullivan. We've gotten pretty good at checking it ahead of time, and they know what's at stake. This is the biggest race in the world. They know that our job is literally to see that they get all the money they're entitled to. And with money tight, and you read about that all the time and hear about that, we just want to make sure they get all the money they're entitled to.
One of the things is those crew members go into the garages and get around those teams, and I suspect you have to train your guys about timing and decorum and the kind of things you have to do with a crew that gets increasingly uptight as race day comes.
Well, we're just very careful, and I think with the appointment situation now, it has smoothed that out a lot, so we're not just showing up at their door. We used to go in at 6 in the morning on race morning. You can't think of a worse time for some of these crews. This is a much better situation. Everybody's a little less stressed. They know we're there to do a job to help them, to make sure they get paid, and so they're pretty forthcoming with us. Obviously, our guys have learned how to be very careful, very thorough, but also pretty unobtrusive.
You know, you're like so many people here work at the Speedway. We're here primarily for what reason?
Just to make this the greatest race in the world and to ensure that the competitors have a terrific experience here.
And your family's involved. You've got a long family involved, and you've passed this on to your children.
Yeah, my oldest son is a tech official, works with the Pro Series and with the Indy Racing League, and hopefully come along and be an old-timer. It took me a long time to get involved, so I didn't become an old-timer till I was an old-timer. He'll be an old-timer when he's a young man.
Yeah, so a very important part, and a lot of people understand that. You're looking for those decals, and those decals are very important in terms of the entire operation here.
It's all about money and making sure that the teams get every penny that they're entitled to.
Great. Thanks a lot, Hugh Baker, in charge of certification.